Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. As President Trump prepares for a trip to Asia, the White House says the threat from Pyongyang will be at the top of his agenda, with leaders and denuclearization of North Korea is the only acceptable outcome. If this is not achieved through pressure by economic sanctions and diplomacy, U.S. National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster warns the United States will respond with what he said are all capabilities available to North Korean aggression. Islamic State has claimed that Saifullo Saipov, the 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant who killed 8 people in New York City earlier this week with a truck, is one of its own. Meantime, President Trump has been talking about sending Saipov to the U.S. detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has appeared to indicate Guantanamo is not off the table.
Terrorists should know this. This administration will use all lawful tools at our disposal, including prosecution in Article III courts or at Guantanamo Bay. If anyone has any doubt about it, they can ask the more than 500 criminals whom the Department of Justice has convicted of terrorism-related offenses since 9/11.
Saipov, who came to the United States legally through a visa program, faces numerous terrorism charges related to Tuesday's deadly rampage in New York City. Demonstrators gathering outside Venezuela's National Intelligence Service headquarters demanding the release or at least better treatment of several hundred dissidents detained there elsewhere for months. The detainees are primarily students. This is VOA News.